You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. Getting material from subject matter experts is so important to a successful proposal that this podcast addresses some approaches to help you. After all, you can't write everything. So getting material from subject matter experts within your organization, or even from subcontractors and suppliers who are part of your bid, can be challenging. There's a few reasons for this. Often these individuals don't know how to write effectively, and they may not fully understand what's expected of them. If they're technical experts, their focus and interest may not match what you need to provide in the proposal. These people are probably passionate about what they do, but they really don't know how to sell that. In a personal example, one which clearly illustrates what not to do, I simply asked a subject matter expert to write a description of the processes they used in response to a specific RFP question. They gave me a 13-page document that clearly demonstrated they had passion and it had lots of technical details, but it was long, dense text that didn't address the value or benefits to the client. I ended up editing it down to 3 pages in total for the final proposal, and that included the key benefits. In addition to internal experts, sometimes you rely on suppliers or subcontractors for your proposal, and they may be busy with their own business and not as focused on the RFP as you are. They present a particular challenge, and you need to start early to get the material you need. If your bid requires input from these subject matter experts, subcontractors, or suppliers, it's important for these people to be at the table during the kickoff meeting and subsequent meetings where you discuss strategy and approach in areas that relate to them, as they may not have the full context of the RFP or the overall service delivery. If necessary, hold a kickoff meeting especially for the subject matter experts, subcontractors, and suppliers after your main internal strategy meeting. In addition, provide guidelines and guidance that these individuals can use when they're writing their material. One way to do this is to provide them with a writing template. Not only will this make it easier for you to incorporate their material into your full proposal, it lets you give the writers the sub-questions and headings or topics they need to address, so they're consistent with the rest of the proposal. Include specific questions you want them to answer, and headings that might be filled in, like benefits to the client, how this addresses the specifications, how does it differentiate us from the competition, and other questions similar to that. You may or may not use them exactly as written in your proposal, but this will give you the information you need to use to sell your company and win more business. Providing style sheets to them will also make it very easy. This provides guidance to the writers on the hot buttons, the issues, the themes, key messages, terminology, titles, and other information and details that you really want them to incorporate in what they write. By taking this extra effort, you're more likely to receive material that's usable. The style sheet will also ensure a cohesive and consistent writing approach throughout the proposal. The consistency won't be obvious to the client, but inconsistencies stick out and detract from your proposal. If your supplier performs a particular portion of the work and the response in your RFP on that service is completely different from the rest of the proposal, the client will wonder how you can work together and provide a consistent and seamless service delivery when you can't even get it right on your proposal. In addition, large changes in style or structure will make the proposal much harder to read. So after the material from the subject matter experts is edited, make sure you have the experts review the final text, particularly if the work has involved professional writers or other individuals who don't fully understand the material while they're editing it. By taking a planned approach to getting material from your subject matter experts, instead of using a shotgun approach, you'll get better material and it will be easier to incorporate into your final proposal. It'll save you a lot of time. So that's just one more thing that will help you write better proposals and win more business. Of course, if you have a question or comment, send me an email or leave a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. Our contact information is on the website. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, just a reminder, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals is now available online from Chapters Indigo in Canada or Amazon in many other countries or directly on my website. To make a bulk order for your marketing staff, your trade association, or a conference, contact me directly, and don't forget to ask about my seminars and workshops. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.